65:21, verses 7-9. And Joseph went up to bury his father, and with him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Egypt, and all the house of Joseph, and his brethren, and his father's house, only their babes, and their flocks, and their herds, they left in the land of Goshen. And there went up with him both chariots and horsemen, and the army was exceeding great. And Joseph went up to bury his father, signifies the internal toward the setting up again of the church, and with him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, signifies that it adjoined to itself the memory knowledges of the natural. The elders of his house, signifies that we're in agreement with good, and all the elders of the land of Egypt, signifies that we're in agreement with truth. And all the house of Joseph, signifies the celestial things of the spiritual, and his brethren, signifies the truth thence derived, and his father's house, signifies spiritual good, only their babes signifies innocence, and their flocks signifies charity, and their herds signifies practices of charity. They left in the land of Goshen, signifies that these were in the inmost of the memory knowledges of the church, and there went up with him both chariots, signifies doctrinal things, and horsemen, signifies intellectual things, and the army was exceeding great, signifies truths and goods conjoined. 65:22. And Joseph went up to bury his father. That this signifies the internal toward the setting up again of the church is evident from the representation of Joseph as being the internal, from the signification of being buried, as being resuscitation, thus a setting up again, because it is said of the church, and from the representation of Israel, who is here the father, as being the church. 65:23. And with him went up all the servants of Pharaoh. That this signifies that it adjoined to itself the memory knowledges of the natural, is evident from the signification of going up with him, as being to adjoin to himself. For as it was by command that they went up, he adjoined them to himself, and from the signification of the servants of Pharaoh, as being the memory knowledges of the natural. For by Pharaoh is represented the natural in general, and because in the natural there are memory knowledges, these are what are signified by his servants, as also by the Egyptians. 65:24. The elders of his house. That this signifies that we're in agreement with good is evident from the signification of elders, as being the chief things of wisdom, thus those which agree with good, and from the signification of house, as being good. That elders denote the chief things of wisdom is because in the word old men signify the wise, and in a sense abstracted from person, wisdom. As the 12 tribes of Israel signified all truths and goods in the complex, there were set over them princes and elders. And by princes were signified the primary truths which are of intelligence, and by elders the chief things of wisdom, thus those which are of good. That princes signify the primary truths which are of intelligence may be seen above, but that elders signified the chief things of wisdom, and old men, wisdom, is plain from the following passages. In David, let them extol Jehovah in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. P.S. 107:32. Where the congregation of the people denotes those who are in the truths that belong to intelligence, congregation being predicated of truths, and also people. And the assembly of the elders denotes those who are in good, which is of wisdom, for wisdom is of life, thus of good, but intelligence is of knowledges, thus of truth. Again, I am wiser than the elders, because I have kept thy commandments. P.S. 119:100. Where the elders manifestly denote him who is wise. So in Job, in old men there is wisdom, and in length of days intelligence. In Moses, thou shalt rise up before the gray head, and honor the faces of the old man. Lev. 19:32. This was commanded because old men represented wisdom. In Revelation, upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white garments, who had golden crowns upon their heads. Rev. 4:4. Elders denote the things which belong to wisdom, thus those which belong to good. That elders denote these things is evident from the description that they sat on thrones, were clothed in white garments, and had crowns of gold on their heads, for thrones denote the truths of intelligence from the good of wisdom, in like manner white garments. Golden crowns upon their heads denote the goods of wisdom, for gold is the good of love, and the head is the celestial, where is wisdom. They are called wise who are in the third or inmost heaven, thus who are nearest the Lord, but they are called intelligent who are in the middle or second heaven, thus who are not so near the Lord. Again, all the angels stood round about the throne, and the elders, and the four animals. Rev. 7:11. Where also elders denote the things that belong to wisdom. So in the following passages, in Isaiah, the child will puff himself up against the old man, and the despised against the honored one. Issa 3:5. Again, Jehovah Zebaoth shall reign in Mount Zion, and in Jerusalem, and before his elders shall be glorious. 24:23. In Jeremiah, my priests and mine elders expired in the city, because they have sought food for themselves wherewith to refresh their soul. Lamb. 1:19. Again, her king and her princes are among the nations, the law is not, the elders of the daughter of Zion sit upon the earth, they keep silence. Lamb. 2:9-10. Again, they ravished the women in Zion, the virgins in the cities of Judah, princes were hanged up by their hand, the faces of the old were not honored, the elders have ceased from the gate. Lamb. 5:11-12-14. In Ezekiel, misery shall come upon misery, and rumor shall be upon rumor, therefore they shall seek a vision from the prophet, but the law hath perished from the priest, and counsel from the elders. The king shall mourn, and the prince shall be clothed with amazement. Ezek. 7:26-27. In Zechariah, There shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand for multitude of days. Zech 8-4. That the elders might represent the things that belong to wisdom, the spirit of Moses was taken and given them, whence they prophesied num. 11:16, etc. In the opposite sense, elders denote the things that are contrary to wisdom. Ezek 8:11, 12, 65:25. And all the elders of the land of Egypt. That this signifies that we're in agreement with truth is evident from the signification of elders as being the chief things of wisdom. Thus those which agree with good hear those which agree with truth, for the things which agree with good agree also with truth. And from the signification of the land of Egypt as being the natural mind where memory knowledges are, thus also where truths are. For memory knowledges are the truths of the natural mind, and when they are true, they are called truths of memory knowledge. 65:26. In all the house of Joseph. That this signifies the celestial things of the spiritual is evident from the representation of Joseph as being the celestial of the spiritual, hence the house of Joseph denotes the celestial things of the spiritual. 65:27. And his brethren. That this signifies the truths thence derived is evident from the representation of the sons of Israel, who here are the brethren of Joseph, as being spiritual truths, which truths are also from the internal celestial which is Joseph, but through spiritual good which is Israel. 65:28. In his father's house. That this signifies spiritual good is evident from the representation of Israel, who here is the father, as being spiritual good, hence his house denotes all those things in the complex that belong to this good. 65:29. Only their babes. That this signifies innocence is evident from the signification of babes as being innocence. 65:30. In their flocks. That this signifies charity is evident from the signification of flocks as being the interior good of charity. 65:31. And their herds. That this signifies the practices of charity is evident from the signification of herds as being the exterior goods of charity, thus the practices thereof, for these are the exterior goods of charity. 65:32. They left in the land of Goshen. That this signifies that these were in the inmost of the memory knowledges of the church is evident from the signification of the land of Goshen as being the middle or inmost in the natural, where are the memory knowledges of the church. That the goods of innocence and charity, interior and exterior, were in that inmost is signified by their leaving the little ones, the flocks, and the herds in the land of Goshen, for wherever things are left, there they are. Thus by they left in the internal sense is not here signified leaving, but being there, namely, in the inmost of the memory knowledges of the church, which is the land of Goshen. 65:33. And there went up with him both chariots. That this signifies doctrinal things is evident from the signification of chariots as being doctrinal things. 65:34. And horsemen. That this signifies intellectual things is evident from the signification of horsemen as being things that belong to the intellect, for by a horse is signified the intellectual. That horsemen denote things that belong to the intellect or understanding may be seen further from the following passages. Jehovah alone did lead him, he made him ride upon the high places of the earth. Deut. 32:12-13. Speaking of the ancient church, to make him ride upon the high places of the earth denotes to endow with higher understanding. In David, in thine honor mount up, and ride upon the word of truth, and of gentleness, and of righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee wonderful things. PS 45-4. Speaking of the Lord, riding upon the word of truth denotes being in the very understanding of truth. Again, sing to God, praise ye his name, extol him that rideth upon the clouds by his name. PS 68-4. This also is said of the Lord. The clouds denote the literal sense of the word. To ride upon them is to be in the internal sense, where truth is in its intelligence and wisdom. In Zechariah, in that day I will smite every horse with amazement, and his rider with madness, and I will open mine eye upon the house of Judah, but will smite every horse of the peoples with blindness. Zech 12:4, where horse denotes the intellectual, and rider, the intellect. Who does not see that horse here does not mean horse, nor rider rider, but that something is signified which can be smitten with amazement and madness, also with blindness. That this pertains to the understanding is obvious. That by horses and horsemen are signified intellectual things, and in the opposite sense reasonings and falsities thence derived, may be seen in John. I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat thereon had a bow, and there was given unto him a crown, and he went forth conquering. And there went forth another horse that was red, and to him that sat thereon it was given to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. I saw and behold a black horse, and he that sat thereon had a balance in his hand. And I saw and behold a pale horse, and him that sat upon it, whose name was Deathrev. 6:2-8. That here the horses and they that sat upon them signify such things as belong to the understanding of truth, and in the opposite sense such things as belong to falsity is evident from all the details. The white horse and he that sat thereon denotes the understanding of truth from the word. That he who sat upon the white horse is the Lord as to the word is said in plain words. Rev. 19:11-13-16. the red horse and he that sat thereon denotes reasonings from the cupidities of evil, whereby violence is done to truths from the word. The black horse and he that sat thereon denotes the intellectual of truth extinguished, and the pale horse and he that sat upon it denotes the consequent damnation. In the opposite sense, horses and horsemen denote the intellect perverted, and the consequent falsities, as in Ezekiel. Ohala committed whoredom under me, and she doted on her lovers, governors, and leaders, all of them desirable young men, horsemen riding upon horses. Her sister Oholibah loved the sons of Asher, governors and leaders, her neighbors, clothed in perfect attire, horsemen riding upon horses, all of them desirable young men. Ezek 23-5, 6-12. Ohala denotes the perverted spiritual church, which is Samaria, and Oholibah the perverted celestial church, which is Jerusalem. For the Israelites who were of Samaria represented the spiritual church, but the Jews who were of Jerusalem represented the celestial church. The Assyrians and sons of Asher denote reasoning against the truths of faith. Horsemen riding on horses denotes the understanding perverted, whence come falsities. And in Habakkuk, I stir up the Chaldeans, a bitter and hasty nation, that goeth into the breadth of the earth, to inherit habitations not their own. Their horses are swifter than leopards, and are sharper than the evening wolves, that their horsemen may spread themselves, whence their horsemen come from far. Hab. 1-6, 8. The Chaldeans denote those who are in falsities, but in externals appear to be in truths, thus the profanation of truth, and Babylon the profanation of good. Going into the breadth of the earth denotes to destroy truths. Hence it is evident that the horsemen who spread themselves and come from far denotes the things that belong to perverted understanding, thus falsities. 65:35. And the army was exceeding great. That this signifies truths and goods conjoined, is evident from the signification of army, as being truths and goods, and as here the truths and goods signified by the elders of the house of Pharaoh and the elders of the land of Egypt, and by the house of Joseph and his brethren and also by the house of their father, were together, therefore by an exceeding great army are here signified truths and goods conjoined. 65:36, verses 10-11. And they came to the threshing floor Adad, which is in the passage of the Jordan, and they wailed there a very great and grievous wailing, and he made a mourning for his father 7 days. And the inhabitant of the land, the Canaanite, saw the mourning in the threshing floor Adad, and they said, This is a grievous mourning to the Egyptians, wherefore they called the name of it Abel Mizraim, which is in the passage of the Jordan. And they came to the threshing floor Adad, signifies the first state, which is in the passage of the Jordan, signifies which is a state of initiation into the knowledges of good and truth. And they wailed there a very great and grievous wailing, signifies grief, and he made a mourning for his father 7 days, signifies the end of the grief, and the inhabitant of the land. The Canaanite saw the grievous mourning in the threshing floor Adad, signifies a perception of grief by the good of the church, and they said, This is a grievous mourning to the Egyptians, signifies that memory knowledges have grief before they are initiated into the truths of the church, wherefore they called the name of it Abel Mizraim, signifies the quality of the grief. 65:37. And they came to the threshing floor Adad. That this signifies the first state, is evident from the signification of threshing floor, as being where the good of truth is, for in a threshing floor there is grain. And by grain is signified the good that is from truth, and also the truth of good, and from the signification of Adad, as being the quality of this state, according to the signification of names of places elsewhere. That by the threshing floor Adad is signified a state, namely as to the good and truth of the church, is because it was at the passage of the Jordan, and by this passage is signified initiation into the knowledges of good and truth. For the Jordan was the first boundary in respect to the land of Canaan, and as by the land of Canaan is signified the church, therefore by the Jordan is signified those things which are the first of the church, or by means of which entrance to the church is opened. Hence it is that by the threshing floor Adad is signified the first state, and as the first state was signified, mourning was made near the threshing floor, because it was on their side of the Jordan, and the land of Canaan, by which is signified the church, was there in sight. That a threshing floor signifies where are the good of truth and the truth of good, thus where are the things of the church, is evident in Joel. Rejoice ye sons of Zion, and be glad in Jehovah your God, the threshing floors are full of grain, and the presses overflow with new wine and oil. Where the sons of Zion denote truths from good, the threshing floors full of grain, the abundance of truths and goods. In Hosea, Be not glad, O Israel, because thou hast committed whoredom from under thy God. Thou hast loved harlot higher upon all the grain floors, the threshing floor and the winepress shall not feed them, and the new wine shall cheat her hose. 9-1, 2. Where committing whoredom and loving harlot higher denotes falsifying truths and loving what is falsified, grain floors denote the truths of good falsified. As a threshing floor signified good and also truth, therefore at the time when they gathered from the floor, they celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles, of which in Moses, Thou shalt make to thee the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days, when thou hast gathered in from thy threshing floor, and from thy winepress Deut. 16:13. The Feast of Tabernacles signified holy worship, thus worship from good and truth. 65:38. Which is in the passage of the Jordan. That this signifies which is a state of initiation into the knowledges of good and truth, is evident from the signification of the Jordan, as being initiation into the knowledges of good and truth, thus that which is first of the Lord's kingdom and church in respect to entrance, and last in respect to exit, Hence, by the passage of Jordan is signified initiation into the knowledges of good and truth, for the knowledges of good and truth are the first things whereby man is initiated into the things that belong to the church. 65:39. And they wailed there a very great and grievous wailing. That this signifies grief is evident from the signification of a wailing as being grief. The grief here signified is the grief of initiation, for before the knowledges of good and truth, which are the initiaments, can be planted in good and thus become the good of the church, there is grief, because another state must be induced on the natural, and the memory knowledges there must be set in a different order, thus those which the man had previously loved must be destroyed, and therefore he must undergo temptations. Hence comes the grief which is represented by the grievous wailing which they wailed. 65:40. And he made a mourning for his father 7 days. That this signifies the end of the grief is evident from the signification of mourning, as being grief before the knowledges of good and truth have been implanted, and from the signification of 7 days, as being an entire period from beginning to end, here therefore the end, because when those days were finished, they passed over the Jordan. 65:41. And the inhabitant of the land, the Canaanite, saw the grievous mourning in the threshing floor at Ad. That this signifies a perception of grief by the good of the church is evident from the signification of seeing, as being a perception, from the signification of inhabitant, as being good, from the signification of land, here the land of Canaan, where was its inhabitant the Canaanite, as being the church, from the signification of mourning, as being grief, and from the signification of the threshing floor at, as being the first state, namely that of initiation. Hence it is plain that by the inhabitant of the land, the Canaanite, saw the grievous mourning in the threshing floor at Ad, is signified a perception of grief by the good of the church. 65:42. And they said, this is a grievous mourning to the Egyptians. That this signifies that memory knowledges have grief before they are initiated into the truths of the church is evident from what has been said above, where these words were unfolded. 65:43. Wherefore they called the name of it Abel Mizraim. That this signifies the quality of the grief is evident from the signification of a name and of calling by name as being the quality, and because in old time names were given which signified things and state. Thus the quality, therefore the quality itself is signified by Abel Mizraim, by which name in the original tongue is meant the mourning of the Egyptians.